The only thing I heard was a dog woofing. I heard the beautiful bird song, but I'm rubbish at identifying it. Now, one couple from Stoke Bishop in Bristol have got their own nest boxes and they've installed them along the eaves of their house, waiting for the swifts to visit. And they've hooked up cameras so we can all watch. Their names are Mark and Jane. Mark, good morning.
Hello, Emma. Good morning.
So how long have you been doing this for?
Well, I started in 2005 when I saw a swift. Actually, it was nesting under the roof tiles and it flew over my head and went into the nest. And I kind of wondered what it was. So I started putting up boxes in the following year, 2006. So what's that, about 14 years?
And so help people understand what the swifts do, because they come back at a certain time, don't they?
Yeah, they seem to come back about the end of the month, beginning of May. They're only with us for about 3 months. So they're the last summer migrants to arrive, and believe it or not, the first to leave. So they arrive about May the 1st, and they're normally all gone by about the beginning of August. So they're only with us for about 3 months. But one of the marvellous things about them, or the unusual thing, is the youngsters, that they don't land. That makes sense. They don't, when they leave the nest, they fly for 2 or 3 years and they don't land until they come back to the nest.
That's mind blowing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've heard that fact before and it blows my mind every time.
Yeah.
I mean, could you imagine treading water in a swimming pool for 2 or 3 years? Like, you wouldn't be able to do it, would you? So tell us about your boxes. So you made them, did you?
Well, yeah. Back in those days, back in 2005, I didn't know much about swifts at all. So I looked on the internet, and there wasn't really very much on there. So I started to cobble together a few designs which I thought might work. And to be honest, they were fairly rubbish. And it took me about 5 years to kind of hone in my design to actually get a bird in it. So I got my first swift in 2010. So I had 5 years of box building, and I built dozens of these things, and they were all pretty rubbishy. But eventually, I kind of stumbled upon the right design, and since then, I've been going. You know, I've been getting more and more pairs coming back each year.
Oh, I love it! I love that. Can I have a word with Jane? Is that all right?
Yeah, I'll just pass you over.
All right, cheers, Mark. Let's have a word with Jane as well. Morning, Jane.
Good morning.
Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you.
So, how excited do you get when you know the swifts are due back?
Oh, we love it. I mean, Mark counts the days until they come back, because sometimes they come back late April. So he's waiting every day, looking in the skies, waiting for them to come. And when they come, we're so excited because they're such lovely birds to watch. They're like the little red arrows of the sky. They whiz around and they're just lovely birds to just lift your spirits.
Oh, it's a real sign of, you know, the changing seasons as well, isn't it? I think this year, more than anything, we want to have our spirits lifted, don't we?
I think so. And also, it's something you can see from your own window. You know, you can, because they rely on our buildings to nest, because they nest under roof tiles, then you can actually see them from your houses. So it's a lovely bird to watch if you're in a city. Also, they're in churches and villages and towns. But they do rely on our buildings in order to nest. And also, we never know where they are, because normally people are so busy, they don't even notice they've got them nesting under their roofs. We don't see them. I mean, Mark's a birder, and he didn't notice until one went straight past his head.
How long have you had the cameras up, Jane?
We've had them about 10 years, but some boxes are occupied and some aren't. So we've got 25 boxes and 17 cameras.
Wow, amazing.
And we don't live it, we don't do it live, but we do put videos on our website so that people can see different things that are happening.
Fantastic.
And so they can see, you know, snapshots of the birds and the chicks and anything. They do press ups before they fly, and that's quite a nice video.
Well, I've learnt loads this morning. Listen, it's lovely to talk to you both. I'm going to give the website out so people can have a look. Mark and Jane Glanville from Stoke Bishop in Bristol, waiting for the return of the swifts to their homemade nest boxes under the eaves of their house. They've been doing this for years. Their website is bristolswifts.co.uk. Mark's got a blog on there as well, which charts the birds' progress from Africa as well. They're expected to arrive sort of end of this month, beginning of May. BristolSwifts.co.uk. 8:43. It's Emma with you here on BBC Radio Bristol. I'm with you right through until 10.